Everything I say is falling on deaf ears. Come to get you if you make another sound. Make you an example, send you crawling home. Anyone who listens gonna get this when the water floods down to the rabbit hole.
Hello, brave listeners. This is Bruce O'Hughes of the Dayton chapter of the Break-Ins. And what you're getting ready to listen to was originally the last segment of episode 33, but we changed our minds. We feel that 33 is much more concise and focused on the Derby City Comic Con this way. And while our Avengers talk, it's a bit dated, frankly. It took Mike like 3.5 weeks to see a 2-hour movie. So this episode's separate, in case you wanted to skip it, didn't want to hear about the Avengers or whatever. But obviously you're listening, so you didn't skip it. Thank you, I guess. Here it is.
Hey, we're back, and it's time to assemble our thoughts on the Avengers movie.
Really? For that, you destroy Mike's little dream. How would you have intro'd this segment?
It doesn't matter.
The Avengers!
I would have just broken into the British Avengers show. There's no way I would know that song.
Emma Peel, yeah. And Henry Steele, whatever, John Cena.
You know, I'm sure that I know the movie was
awesome, but it had a little
better Ray Fiennes and Uma Thurman.
I like the movie.
Really?
Yeah. Now it's the winter.
Exactly. What was his name? Augustus.
John Connery.
No, you son of a... No, the character was like Augustus Storm or something like
Listen,
that.
Yep.
What was that, Eric? Me.
Augustus Gloop?
No.
Mike's trying to fix some mics.
Give us another shout out, Eric.
Yeah.
You sound way better.
Listen here, Mr. Bannister.
I promise I'll take all the profits from this episode and invest into another mic.
You're talking about me, obviously, not the microphone.
Hey, I'm Mike.
There I am.
Go back to the prospector thing.
Well, darnation! Come on down to Derby!
Derby City Comic Con!
Right next to the KF.
It's two X's from a KF.
Oh, that was a brilliant add-on, by the way. Then we'll get some free chicken nuggets.
Man, that was just... It was all free.
Oh, so back to Justin's awesome intro to the Avengers.
Thank you very much. Hey, what's the similar thoughts on the Avengers thing?
Yeah.
That was a pretty accurate...
I know.
All right.
Like David Schwimmer doing it.
Now, hey, Eric, let me ask you something. How quickly did you see the Avengers movie?
Not the opening weekend, but the weekend after.
Good. How quickly did you see it, Bruce?
Opening weekend.
I saw it on the Monday following opening weekend.
I've seen it twice. I have to go back and see my wife.
Mr. Mike.
I'm sorry, I work two jobs. My bad. I'll try to do this faster for you, Nate.
He has an equestrian to support.
Yes, I do. Sounds so official.
Those horses don't piss themselves.
Yes. They do, actually. We were just talking about this.
What are we talking about?
We're going to talk about the Avengers.
Oh, the Avengers, that's right. So
the way we contributed to the $7 billion or whatever it made.
Hey, that's pretty good.
I think Robert Downey Jr. invested in Facebook. Right after that. to bring up a conversation I swear I wouldn't have with Mike on the podcast.
Yeah.
Talking about Facebook stock. We're old men.
Would you believe they dropped 7 points this week, Bruce? I can't believe it.
Let me get you a copy of the annual report before you leave.
All right.
I'll explain it.
We got to put our mustaches on for this.
He's actually...
You really have a mustache?
That one.
Yeah. That was something from work earlier.
Is that a tattoo?
No.
Tattoo, the flame mask.
So the Avengers.
Ah, the Avengers.
The planet where you have two sons.
So, I read something interesting. Let's start at the end. How's that?
Okay.
We're going to Tarantino our way through this.
Yep.
What's that?
Nothing, go.
Okay.
Jackie Brown.
I know that because I remember RDJ, also known as Mr. Junior.
He knows him by official.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, RDJ.
Hey, Uslan.
He stated the night day of the premiere that they were going to go shoot additional scene.
Sure.
For the ending, yeah. And that was the scene. If you notice, Chris Evans had, at the premiere,
had
a beard.
The entire time.
He had a beard.
Yeah.
So they had to put a prosthetic on his face.
Yep.
And it looked so bad from what I heard that that's why he had his head down, because he was covering up the really bad prosthetic. And he had a wig. I thought it was a really good scene. Some people had some problems.
It was pretty funny. I thought it was funny.
It pays off because it's
the first time I saw it, as soon as the credits start rolling, I kind of looked around. I saw these people leaving. I said, there's more. There's more movie coming. Everyone just kind of looked at me and walked out. I thought about it.
They don't care.
Why don't they care?
Because they're not. It's just, Liz walked out and I'm like, I'm staying right here. You go take your pee. I'm going to stay right here.
Why don't people stay at the end of movie night? Even when they say,
I'm getting into this with you right now.
All right, that's Pirates 2.
Anyways.
You hate him. Why did you invite him to the podcast?
Because he's probably one of my good friends.
Anybody can take a dump on him.
Eric, did you stay?
Yes.
For which ending? Did you stay for the beginning?
Did I stay for the beginning? I got there late.
Okay.
I got there in time for the second credit scene.
This doesn't make any sense.
He's sitting back. Awesome.
I was like, what is this, diner? I thought it was funny. I've always stayed for the end of movies, the end of the credits.
Uh-huh.
Even before there was things to stay for. Because I hate crowds, and I don't want everyone to leave before I get up.
Yeah, the whole movie theater parking lot's cleared out by the time you...
Yeah.
Yeah,
first movie I remember seeing that had something after the credits was Masters of the Universe.
Great outdoors for me. And I walked out, and I regretted it, because they were like, oh, something happened, I walked.
What happened to the, was it the bear?
The raccoons.
The raccoons.
Yeah, okay. And I missed it, and I swore then.
You'd never say walk after out. Every...
You took an oath?
Yeah, and I showed up late for Follow That Bird with Sesame Street, and yeah. I swore then. To never show up late.
I have that on DVD upstairs if you want to borrow it. Crichton could do without for a couple of
days. Still haven't watched the beginning of it yet.
Seriously? I have it. If you...
I swore then never to watch the beginning.
If you want to borrow it. No.
Oh, we're talking about the Avengers.
Now, did you stay for the after credits thing for Mission Impossible 2? When Tom Cruise came out and apologized?
All right.
It was a horrible movie.
I'm walking out.
Justin is a huge Tom Cruise fan, by the way.
I can't blame him for all of Mission Impossible 2. That was one of the worst movies I've ever seen.
We're talking about the Avengers.
Yeah.
Okay. But if you want to talk about Mission Impossible 2, I can.
I'd rather not.
Okay.
Doug Gray Scott was. Thank God he wasn't Wolverine.
I do think that. And I think an alternate universe, he's Wolverine.
I don't. I never want to see that universe. I want to see the universe where Stallone was Terminator.
That's, curious about that's Last Action Hero.
That is Last Action Hero universe.
That's a good universe.
Yeah. I'd love it. Everyone's hot.
He killed Mozart. I didn't know about Mozart.
So about the billion-dollar movie that was out,
Let's start at the beginning like a normal person would.
Well, how about the middle?
No.
Okay.
The first time I saw it, I thought, that's weird. Maybe Samuel Jackson is short, because every shot of him is shot from a low angle to give him like an air of authority, make him look taller than everyone. Mm-hmm. And even the shots that aren't shot from a low angle, he's standing on a couple of steps above Maria Hill. So for the first maybe 8 minutes of this movie, you're under the impression that Samuel L. Jackson is at least 11 feet tall. I mean, does he not carry enough authority just in his posture and his facial expression?
I don't know. I watched Pulp Fiction like 17 times, and that guy actually carries a lot of authority.
They do some low angles with him in that one, too.
Do they?
Yeah.
Is he a short dude?
I'm looking it up right now, as you guys can see.
I'm pretty sure he's in the 6 foot range.
Did any of the rest of you notice this?
No. Didn't pay attention to it at all. Actually.
Sorry.
Eric?
I was looking at Maria Hill.
You're looking at Maria Hill?
Yeah, I can't blame that.
I met Maria Hill.
Oh, yeah.
I expected her to do more. I mean, she had some lines. She got a bloody nose. But
September 25th is when the Blu-ray comes out. There's a lot of deleted scenes with Maria.
Yeah, she's interrogated.
Yeah.
Here and there. By the council?
It just keeps happening throughout the movie.
Yeah, and who's interrogated?
What's her actual name?
Her real name?
You're referring to her scroll name?
Kobe Smulders?
Jacosta?
Kobe Smulders.
Yes.
Here I am. Yeah, that's but I'm going all hardcore geek. And you're like, it's an actual human.
It is.
Lady.
I'm just saying, I've had a crush on her for a while now.
Skrull.
Yeah.
Secret invasion.
Nobody cares.
Everyone cares.
Nobody cares.
Chris Hemsworth cares.
It'll get re-con here before long. everything Brian Michael Bendis has done is going to be taken out within the next 10 years. And he's done 10 years worth of stuff already.
It's been longer than that, hasn't it?
I don't think so.
Who? Brian Michael Bendis.
Avengers Disassembled was his first big thing.
No.
I don't think so.
Was that?
For Marvel?
Yeah, he was doing...
Ultimate Spider-Man.
Way before that.
But that's not the 616.
Oh,
we're talking about stuff that actually matters.
Oh, bro.
Yeah.
Anyhow, Avengers.
Yeah.
Eric, let's hear some of your thoughts. As I
enjoyed it.
Jackson said, you avoided
it? I enjoyed it. Oh, I enjoyed it. Or avoided it.
I saw it, but I never
avoided enjoying it.
I had my eyes closed. I took my wife, and she has seen the Iron Man movie, and that was the only one she had seen. So, she did a good job of not asking me too many questions in the middle of it.
I thought that the Iron Man movies, you could actually not see either of them, and Avengers would make sense. But I felt that Thor and Captain America were necessary.
Indeed.
To have seen.
And explains all about the cosmic cube and everything. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was one of her questions was, what is that? And I said, I'll explain it to you later.
good idea. Keep the
Tesseract?
Yeah.
The cosmic cube. It's a cosmic cube.
Tesseract?
What did he say?
Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Tesseract with your, little,
I thought...
Tesseract, yeah.
Before I read the spoilers online, I thought for sure that the villain that would crap back up post credits would be the Red Skull.
No, and that does make sense because when we got done watching Captain America, well, Liz is like, "Well, that sucks that he died," and I'm
he
like,
"He didn't die,
did he?"
No, he went to the.
I know.
Oh, but this is totally like spoiler, like non spoiler.
Every podcast is a spoiler.
Oh boy!
For the five people that listen,
6 foot two, by the
way. Hey, 800 people listened to our review. Well. Uh-huh. I can't guarantee they list. 800 people went to the page that contained the podcast where we talked about Derby City last year.
That's funny.
6 foot two, Sam Jackson.
6'2".
Yeah.
Why did they try to make him look much more intimidating?
You're talking about, you're arguing with the guy who did Buffy and Serenity. Okay, so. Tom Jones, man.
What else do you guys want to know?
About?
I can look up other people's
house. Scarlett Johansson, cup size.
No.
I expected her to be a little more chesty. In the Black Widow costume.
I don't...
What's that period piece movie she did? The girl with the pearl earring or whatever?
Yeah.
I mean, she's just overflowing in that. This movie, not so much. I don't know.
More skin tight.
You know, she's
in really good shape. I mean, is that body fat?
Did you see another movie with Chris Evans?
No.
Yeah, it was the one where they... Perfect Score, where they steal the SAT.
Is that...
Never heard of it.
Yeah, she was in it. And then she was in a movie... What movie she was in with, she was in The Spirit with, Sam Jackson.
Never saw it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Not a Frank Miller fan.
Yeah. I think what the other connections were.
You're not gonna look up the thing I'm asking about, don't worry.
No.
Anyways.
Stephanie, check your search history on your phone.
So. Well. As little as I deal with a lot of the Marvel Universe, the one thing I know about the Cosmic Cube or the Tesseract, whatever you want to call it, that generally when that's involved, Thanos has a connection to it at some point in time or is generally behind it. He is always on some kind of quest or something.
I tried to find out more about him afterwards because I was aware of him from like Guardians of the Galaxy, which, side note, I was so proud of my wife because when she saw Thanos, she's like, oh, does that mean Rocket Raccoon's going to be in the next Avengers movie? Well, yes, he should be.
But, you love some DNA, don't you?
Yes, I do. But looking at Thanos, I guess he was an Iron Man villain originally.
Really?
Yeah.
I would have not have guessed that.
Neither would I.
Looking it up.
I thought he would have just been an Avengers villain in general.
No, I'm pretty sure his first appearance was in an issue of Iron Man. When he was the Mad Titan.
But wasn't was he kind of reddish? Isn't he like purple?
I don't know. He was fleshy dark side for all intents and purposes.
Who was first then? Thanos or
Darkseid? I believe Darkseid.
Okay.
Darkseid.
He's much better than Thanos.
Darkseid was 70s. Thanos, maybe.
What?
It's gonna require a little more research. Hold on, I'll get back to you guys.
Oh, I thought he had a stroke.
See, his
I thought he finally found the cup size and it blew his mind.
He's like, are you serious? Well, I thought Thanos, like, was only introduced just before, like, the Infinity Gauntlet or whatever the first, you know, there's, like, the Infinity Trilogy? Yeah,
with Adam Warlock and all that.
Yeah, what's the first one? Infinity Gauntlet?
Yeah, when did you get George Perez? That's what we need to get.
I'd prefer Kurt Busiek.
Yeah?
I think he would buy us lunch. I think he's just desperately in need of friends.
Why does Kurt Busiek need friends?
I don't know. He always just looks so sweaty.
I have been described as the break-in's less sweaty Kurt Busiek. I don't even know what that means, Eric, but that's what I've been described as.
This is fascinating.
You have geek knowledge, like Kurt Busiek would.
Darkseid, as a cameo, first appeared in Superman's Pale, Jimmy Olsen, 134, November 1970.
You're looking up the wrong guy.
No, hold on.
I'm leading.
Okay.
Building up a story.
Okay, lay it on.
His full appearance, Forever People, number one, February 1971. However, Thanos, February 1973, Iron Man, 55.
Wow.
I know.
You thought Thanos was much younger than that.
I thought Thanos was also an Infinity
convention.
Like an 80s thing.
Yeah.
So was Thanos just like one of those, I'm a random villain of the week, and I'm not going to be back around for like 5 years.
I don't know. He was like Stilt Man.
Right.
He was Iron Man's version of Stilt Man. He's in the next Avengers movie.
Well, I'm sure when Iron Man 2 was being made, and they're like, hey, Whiplash is the villain, probably a lot of people are going, who?
In the comics, he's green, right? Whiplash.
I have no idea.
Con head, he spins like a top.
Who?
Whiplash.
The top from The Flash? Is that what you just described?
No.
I think that's Whirlwind or something like that.
Yep. See, he's Whiplash. Yeah,
Whiplash had a big, didn't he have like a purple outfit with a big green ponytail looking thing?
What was it with Marvel and purple back in the day, man? Because Galactus is purple.
Purple and green. They're indicative of evil.
It looks like there was an 8-year jump for Thanos from Death of Captain Marvel in April 1982 to Silver Surfer Volume 3 in February 1990.
I would say if Thanos is going to spin off into the next Marvel movie, it would make sense to partner him. Well, not partner him, but pair him against Thor.
That's what I was thinking.
They're both cosmic.
Yeah. That makes more sense.
Well.
And Marvel's kind of gone out of their way to say, hey, Thor's an alien. He's not a god. It's not magic. It's just advanced technology.
Just a different universe.
Yes.
Now, is the Guardians of the Galaxy movie coming out before the next Thor movie, or is it after?
Probably after.
Yeah.
Are they really doing a Guardians of the Galaxy
movie? I haven't heard too much about it. Last I heard is it was just different people were rewriting screenplays.
What are they shooting? Shooting Iron Man 3 right now.
Iron Man 3 right now.
And then Captain America later this year?
Thor has not started yet.
But later on this year.
It's in like pre-production.
Yeah. They're still casting people for Thor.
Who's supposed to be the next villain for Thor? Is this supposed to be Thanos? It would make sense to have him some kind of appearance in Thanos.
No, it's the Enchantress and the Executioner. That's what IMDb has listed as the casting rumors.
Well, now, Enchantress makes sense because it brings in the ladies.
Yeah.
You know, it brings in, like, a female audience.
Will Jane Foster return?
It's just, she have to.
I think so.
Could just be another woman.
They did it with, I mean, hell, you could replace Norton. You could replace anybody in that cast, essentially.
And would they ever play on the fact of, like, the Donald Blake idea?
They already did in the first one.
Well, they suggest that there's another character called Donald Blake.
It was her ex-boyfriend, wasn't it?
Or another partner or something like that.
Something where a human, the old, you know.
Oh, where Odin strips him of his powers was it binds his soul to a mortal's life?
Would they play on that? I don't know.
I don't know.
Who knows?
He gets struck by lightning, he realizes, I'm Thor! Hey, everybody!
Why is Thor so high?
Oh, Eric's still on there.
All right, sorry, Eric. Yeah.
Maybe Bill, what was his name when in the Walt Simonson run where he was like the Swedish guy?
Oh, when he was
he wore the glasses and the ponytail, and he was a construction worker. Yes, Swedish chef.
Yeah, Ricky.
No. It was it was like Olaf and it's something with a hammer in it.
Uh-huh.
Like
Olaf Hammerstrike.
Yeah. No,
Hammerstrike. That's who they should. Oh no, Hammerstrike.
Thunderstrike.
They should bring in.
Well, the Wrecking Crew would make sense.
Oh yeah.
Right. Because didn't they all get their powers from his hammer?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, people might be confused with Absorbing Man slash David Banner from
Absorbing Man Hulk. needs redeemed.
Yeah. But the Wrecking Crew is Absorbing Man, right?
Or
is
he's one else? Of the members of the Wrecking Crew. Yeah. And then the other miscellaneous cats who don't have names.
They have names. Pod Driver, the Wrecker, and that other guy.
Now,
and
Paul,
that other guy.
Don't you think I've already seen Red Skull for Captain America 2?
What's that?
Red Skull for
Captain America. He was a villain in the first one. You need to branch out. You need to expand.
Let's name some Captain America villains.
Armand Zola.
Uh-huh.
Who was in the first one?
One
of the
TV head?
Yeah.
Hold on. No, Zemos, sir.
Baron Zemo?
Yeah, he would be a good one.
Maybe.
I actually think it would be better if they almost went the Winter Soldier route.
Bring
Bucky
back.
That's what I was going to say. Because
that would be heart-wrenchingly good.
The thing that I read said, the tease that, I don't know where they found it or who said it, but was that the next one would be in modern times and Cap wasn't the only one to survive. So it could lead into the Red Skull, but I'm hoping they go the Winter Soldier route.
Because that's brilliant comics right there. I actually really enjoy that Cap run.
Yeah.
Well, no, I'm just saying that if they use Thor, they could also bring Red Skull back into Earth because or Thor in the Thor sequel.
Right.
You know, even they had a small cameo where the very end.
Well, look what they did with the Tesseract by planting it in Thor and in Captain America.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, that was kind of the setup for the Avengers, correct?
Yes.
Right.
So we can only assume that Thanos, who was established at the end of Avengers, will either play into Iron Man 3, which is doesn't make any damn sense.
But it does, apparently, since he got it started.
Yeah, Iron Man. I mean, Thanos has to come to fruition somewhere in all this.
I don't know. Right? Iron Man 3, I thought they said there was going to be like not anti-Avenger, but just Avenger lists to be very much about Tony Stark.
I mean, it makes sense. You don't want to, it doesn't need to become crossover city at this point.
Yeah, but everyone with a nice suit at Marvel right now is saying, oh, $1 billion? Nice. Can we do this again next week?
Right.
So they need to go ahead and start working on Avengers 2 financially. And then when the cycle completes and Marvel files bankruptcy again, then we can get back to the movie.
Now, wasn't the Infinity Gauntlet in Odin's room there?
His trophy room?
There was a couple teases in Odin's trophy room, actually. Mm-hmm. I thought there was some other stuff, too.
Yeah, I think so. But the Infinity Gauntlet, maybe he pops up in Thor 2 and...
That would make sense with introducing Thanos, because he's always wanting that infinity power.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That I think it would make sense to, with Thor and leading into the next Avengers movie, that would be a quest for something that he would need.
It's a subplot?
Yeah.
So Thanos puts the Enchantress and the Executioner in Thor's way to cause trouble while he breaks into...
Did you just write the movie right here?
Yeah. While he breaks into Odin's throne room, steals the gauntlet, the movie ends with Thor having defeated the Enchantress and the Executioner.
But Thanos still winning.
And you know, Odin realizing the gauntlet's gone.
Look at you.
Is that the movie?
Maybe.
And the post-credits scene is a Red Skull showing up. And,
I don't know
and
where Thanos the Red Skull plays in all this.
Well, the Red Skull, Thanos could have used him to help channel the power of the
Infinity Gauntlet. I can't tell if you're being sarcastic or serious right now.
Well, I'm being serious. I'm being dead serious.
But the looks are
you
giving me like,
to give,
here we go.
Well, no,
this
I'm
is what's going to happen.
I'm giving you looks because this seems obvious to me.
Right. To you. To somebody who's been reading comics for...
Sorry to interrupt.
No, you're not. Cleared your throat.
Well, I started coughing. The Infinity Gauntlet, Warlock's Eye, Eternal Flame. Yeah, a couple items in the
Odin's room.
Odin's room.
Okay.
I really was joking.
Thank you. Clearing of the throat.
What the hell up?
Hey, is Adam Warlock a good or a bad guy?
Hey, or is he kind of?
It depends on what comic you're reading.
Yeah.
Okay.
And in his latest incarnation in Guardians of the Galaxy, he was a really good guy and then a really bad guy.
Aaron, what Avengers would you like to see in the sequel? Because I think that will add more or take away some.
I think it'll be entirely different people. I don't think they're going to bring back the A-Team again, because that probably cost them quite a bit of money.
It will.
Yeah,
it will
they're all in
the
contracts for X amount of films.
Yeah, I think the next one will have the A-Team in the next one. And hopefully the van. And but I think they'll add.
Dick Fury's smoking a cigar. I love it when I'm thinking about it.
I think they'll we'll bring them in, but I could see them bringing in a secondary team that gets a lot of the focus, so that then they could, for the third one, concentrate on them. I think they need a transition movie. Yeah. Because I think if people go see two and those same people aren't in it, they're going to be
super pissed.
Yeah, but like the actual comic, you just keep one or two people around.
Well, you introduce the other characters through the next three movies.
Robert Downey Jr. said that this third Iron Man would be his last. Now, he could be saying that to negotiate for more money.
Oh, yeah.
Or he could actually be saying this.
He
is
the cash horse right now. You realize that.
But the way the Marvel deal shakes out, they don't get a lot of upfront. It's all back end.
But it's going to make a lot of money.
It depends on how it's worded, because I believe, oh, God, who is it? Avi Arad or whatever his name is. He said that Sony still says technically the first Spider-Man movie has not broken even yet.
The original one?
Yes.
From 99?
Yes.
How was that not broken? Because of all the publicity and everything else?
Yep.
Sorry, it wasn't 99, dude.
2000? No, it was 01 02. Or 02. Yeah, that's 02. Right.
Whichever way you look at it, studios, okay. They've been the truth like that. Remember Tom Hanks and the Castaway thing?
Huh.
The way he didn't want to get paid up front, he wanted residuals off of it, because what was the movie he did right before Castaway?
Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump. And he's still making residuals.
Or Apollo 13.
Yeah, no, but I believe because of the way the contract was for Forrest Gump, yes, he got paid a large sum of money, but that was it. And then he realized, wow, these movies are going to...
No, Forrest Gump, he looked at the script and said, I don't want any money up front. I want...
Okay, so what was the movie he did before Forrest Gump where he got screwed?
Man with a Big Red... Man with a Red
Philadelphia?
Yeah, that was exactly it. Man with a Red
Philadelphia? No, but I'm saying... I'm asking, is it Philadelphia?
I don't know. I don't have the answer. This is a trick question.
I think
it's
true to Philadelphia, and it did not work out for his character.
I thought he had a lot of people helping him out around, though. What do they call those people who help you out?
Okay. Unfortunately, you can't see Silver or Scarlet in these movies.
Yeah.
Probably because they're all under with Fox.
Yeah, because they're part of the X-Men.
Yeah.
Mythos. Much like the way the Skrulls couldn't be called the Skrulls because of the Fantastic Four.
When does, like, there's got to be a time period, though, where the Fantastic Four,
it was sold in perpetuity, which means as long as Fox keeps making a Fantastic
That's what I'm
Four
saying.
Movie,
when is the time frame for the next movie to be done? Because Ghost Rider almost had this problem.
Yeah, but I mean, the easiest way to figure it out is either look at Ghost Rider or Punisher. How many years has it been between those two movies?
I don't know.
Because it's the same contract. This is back the last time Marvel declared bankruptcy. They sold off the rights to those characters.
Wow.
Well, so I'd like to see the Wasp and Ant-Man or Giant Man.
Well, Ant-Man, we haven't even talked about the Ant-Man movie that's supposedly getting made.
Is
that where Thanos is going?
No, but that would be... I think you could make it almost like
Thanos
a
Thanos is actually
meatless.
The size of Ant-Man. It's a very small world. That
it's the Micronauts.
Yeah. I'm here to destroy you. Oh.
No!
Do you remember the World War Hulk tie-in that Ant-Man did by Robert Kirkman, where, you know, World War Hulk, John Romita and Greg Peck, whatever his name is? There was all these tie-ins to it, you know, there was Worldbreaker and all that stuff, and there was actually an Ant-Man tie-in to it, too, and Ant-Man is inside the Hulk fighting him, but the Hulk doesn't even know about it, so the whole issue is Ant-Man running around, like, punching him in the mouth and, like, in his ear and everything.
Was that Eric O'Grady, is Ant-Man? The irredeemable Ant-Man?
Yeah.
I love that Ant-Man.
Yeah. It was just kind of funny because, like, the Hulk never knew he was even fighting. Anyways.
Yeah. So, do you think Ant-Man's going to tie in with the Marvel Universe?
I don't think they're ever going to make an Ant-Man movie.
Edgar Wright says he's
started on it. They've been saying they've been making an Ant-Man movie for how many years?
Five.
Four. Yeah. Three.
Yeah. Whatever they after Iron Man did really well.
Yeah, but if 5 years ago, if you'd have told me that there was an Avengers movie coming out, I would have spit in your face.
Well, you looked at the Avengers movie after the first Iron Man movie, when they said, I'm going to tell you about the Avengers Initiative.
Yeah, and Batman Begins was pretty awesome, too. Where's my Justice League movie?
DC's.
Nah.
DC's done their own thing. Marvel set it up.
DC, somebody at DC has to be sitting around right now saying, why can't we get our shit together? Why can't we do this?
I don't know.
Well, probably,
I think it's
because
Christopher Nolan's going to
probably waiting for the last.
Or why did we make Green Lantern?
They're probably waiting for the next Batman movie. And post.
Right. Post Nolan.
Yeah, post Nolan.
But even though Nolan's supposed to produce Superman, or The Man of Steel.
Yeah,
they'll just do another Superman movie.
Okay.
I don't know. I just, looking at the money that was made on Avengers, somebody at DC has to have gotten fired over this.
I'm sure.
You mean Warner Brothers?
Yeah.
So DC has,
Warner.
Should I start saying Disney then instead of Marvel?
Yeah.
Well, at least they won't be able to file bankruptcy again, I guess.
No. There's no. If Disney's filing for bankruptcy, I'm moving to Canada because this country is going to be screwed. Do you know the revenue that Disney brings in for this country? I'm serious. I'm done. I worked for Disney for 4 months and I saw enough that if that company fails, this country's screwed hardcore and Disney can't make any more money. The most magical place on earth. Not going to happen, buddy.
Did you hear about, I think it was Iceland, their economy is in the toilet so much that they're,
Their Disney's gone?
No, their Disney bucks are worth more than their actual bills. Because I guess they're close enough to Euro Disney?
Yeah. No. That's funny.
Disney on Ice isn't doing well.
Hey!
I think they'll bring in, back to the Avengers, sorry.
Thanks, sir. Just sure, buddy. Captain.
We need that guest captain.
I think they'll bring in Miss Marvel. I think that's one they'll bring in.
Oh, Carol Danvers?
Or whatever she's called now. Captain Marvel or Major Marvel.
Yes, Captain Marvel with the short cropped hair, like the faux hawk.
Warbird.
I think they'll bring her in because there's been articles where Joss Whedon has said he wants more females. Because he's good at writing that, so he wants more of that in there.
He just wants to work with Sarah Michelle Gellar again, is it? He's gonna bring her in.
What about She-Hulk? Be
Miss Marvel.
She-Hulk. People love Hulk and they like boobs.
You know what?
Actually, there's a, I can't remember her name now. Angie Harmon? Is that it?
That's correct.
She's on TV and she wants to play the She-Hulk and she has a, have you seen that picture online? There's a
image of her.
Yeah, where she's like cracking the sidewalk or whatever that she's sending around because she wants to play the She-Hulk.
The only problem I have with that is Angie Harmon's one of the least attractive women.
Which one?
She's in the Rizzoli and Isles right now. She was in Law and Order before that.
Oh,
she was the voice of Barbara Gordon in Batman Beyond.
She's the least attractive female?
Yes.
Out of any woman in the world.
Is the next She-Hulk for Bruce.
Roseanne Barr. I think Angie Harmon's very masculine.
By the way, I have to thank you, because anytime anybody ever brings up She-Hulk, all I think of is the 6 feet under complete season. Or the complete set. It looks like a big crop of like you would play or bury somebody in like a plot, you know? And then it has the little plaque right there, and then green grass, like astroturf grass over there. And Justin would always go over there picking it's like fingering the She-Hulk.
You're a horrible person.
So every time somebody brings up this, I have to either not die laughing instantly. Or go run and shame somewhere, because Justin's ruined this for me for life.
That was a long time ago.
It was like 7 years ago.
Who would you pick for She-Hulk then?
I don't know. I'm not saying you're wrong about Angie Harmon. I'm just saying I don't think she's the least attractive female on the planet.
I do. I can't stand her voice.
I can see that.
Jennifer Garner.
She has a muzzle. She's like a weird face thing going.
Was she?
Well, then she could be Tigra.
Yeah. there's his female Avengers.
Yeah. The bikini and some paint.
Well, yeah. if I could always bring War Machine, if they can't get
He was in Iron Man 2, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I think. If Junior goes away, then they could always bring in War Machine.
It doesn't, you know, yeah. Just
Rhodey.
Could be... They could bring
Don Cheadle.
They could get Don Cheadle. They could bring...
Dom DeLuise. All the Doms.
Some other black guy, why not? Apparently the black guy's just light up for a higher...
Black Panther.
There you go.
It's pretty obvious. Yeah.
It's pretty obvious.
You're missing that element.
Yeah. I mean, it's an international flavor.
With the exception of Sam Jackson, I guess.
Who actually never got to go out and fight with the Avengers.
So I'm talking about the actual...
Although he jumped from a flaming helicopter. Mm-hmm. It's pretty awesome.
Back to, like, the first 10 minutes.
They tried really, really hard to make Samuel Jackson look like a badass. It got to me. It's like, wow, you were just doing way too much to tell me how cool he is. Also, another thing, going back to spoilers in the movie, so the trading card set that's used to make all the Avengers feel guilty, so if they weren't in Coulson's jacket, does that mean that Samuel Jackson went and got them out of the locker, took them over, and got them bloody by just slapping them against Coulson's dead body?
No, he just cut someone else.
Is that one
of the guy that was playing?
That's how Maria Hill got bloody?
No, he was playing.
He smacked her and said, kiss
the bitch. What was that game that he was playing?
Gattaca?
Gattaca, yeah. He's like, come here. Oh, he died in the line of fire, too.
Seriously, as soon as I saw the blood on the cards, and he's like, oh, those were in the locker. I'm like, where'd the blood come from, man?
You're telling me...
He had a Heinz bottle in the back.
Yeah, you're telling me she doesn't have, like, extra blood hanging around.
Used for blackmail? Used for emotional... Hey, let's tap into our emotional blackmail reserves for blood.
Yeah. It's like Batman with a bat shark repellent. Just blackmail. Blackmail blood.
Do you think Coulson's really dead?
I don't know. I've read all the rumors online. People want him to come back as the Vision.
Oh, brother.
He was being a cellist.
You know, if you were to bring him back, here's how you bring him back. Just do a little flashback. Just do flashbacks.
You know, they'll bring him back as a life model decoy, because they planted that seed earlier in the...
Robert Downey Jr. said that when he answered the phone.
Yeah.
Hello, you've reached the life model decoy.
Yeah. That's what they'll do.
Now, Eric, here's a question for you. I've heard somebody... You all right?
My eyes is a little old.
Yeah, pee shivers? What's going on?
No, because I'm asking a question. It's not. We have the director just in it. Puppeteer. Hey, Eric, question. Somebody complained. My brother was telling me somebody complained to him that they spent way too much time on Robert Downey Jr. in the movie, and I thought they actually did a really good job on focusing on the people who hasn't really had a chance to shine. Like, I thought they did a good job with Jeremy Renner and Scarlett Johansson, and even bringing the Hulk more around to a lot of it, too.
I'd say if anyone got shortchanged, it was Thor.
Yes. I would agree. But he's also probably, in all honesty, the weaker of the actors.
He gets to fight everyone.
Huh?
He gets to fight everyone.
He did.
There's somewhere on the net where someone has broken it down by screen time.
Oh, God.
And I can't remember who had the most. I think it was... Iron Man.
He probably had the most dialogue because he doesn't shut up.
Yeah. Does that drop bother you?
No. Oh, no, I don't have a problem with it. I'm just saying, depending on how you break it down, if you break it down by lines, then the Hulk's got one thing he says.
Smash.
No, he says puny god.
Oh, that. Oh, yeah.
You watch the movie?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Who did the voice of the Incredible Hulk?
Yeah.
I don't know.
The man who's always done the voice of the Incredible
Hulk.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool.
You can't. You don't. No one knew this because he wouldn't let anyone take his picture. So
without paying him $20.
He had a booth set up in the parking lot.
Oh, for Rick! No.
Virgil had a booth beside him, so they take out the home.
Poor Virgil. Wasn't he the butler for the Million Dollar Man? God, it's sad.
I had my picture taken with Tyler Mayne. After the first X-Men movie, it didn't cost me dick. He was selling toys of himself. Like, he had gone out into Walmart and bought all the Sabretooth toys. He was reselling. Only to get shortchanged for the Wolverine movie. Yeah.
That begs another question. What celebrities have you had your picture taken that did cost you dick?
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's a good
that's
one.
Really creepy. I think we just went down another bad
path. He brought it up. He brought it up.
Virginia Hay.
I would have loved to have paid her in dick. But regrettably, it was $10 instead.
Oh, man.
No one, I don't pay anyone.
You don't pay anyone. So we need to talk about anything else about this Avengers movie? You got any points to bring up here or anything?
If I had one disappointment, it was that, because Hawkeye's always been one of my favorite characters, that he was... kind of on the bad side a little too long for me.
Yeah, I was wondering how long they were going to play around with that.
Isn't that kind of how he was in the comics? I mean, he was a villain for issue.
He was a villain, but I haven't read the Ultimate stuff, so I don't know. But in the original, he had a criminal past, but it wasn't that long.
Wasn't he an archer for the Circus of Crime?
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's, what, you don't remember that? Mike's looking at me like I'm insane.
And he wasn't a bad guy in the Ultimate universe.
He wasn't a bad guy?
No. But no, I mean, actually, that took me surprised. I didn't know. I tried to stay spoiler away from the Avengers movie, so I knew a little bit, but I didn't know anything that hot.
You really didn't really?
I tried my hardest to stay.
Really?
Some of the publicity shots where his eyes were blue, I kept thinking, Jeremy Renner, however you say his name.
Renner.
His eyes are not blue.
Right.
So I was like, well, that's weird. Why would they give him blue contacts? And I'm like, well, maybe it's the 616 Hawkeye where didn't he have cyborg eyes at one point or something?
Oh, I don't know.
Justin, I'm looking at you. You're our ultimate guy.
I don't know.
I thought he had his eyes cut out. Ultimate Universe. I'm sorry. I apologize. But in the Ultimate Universe, didn't he get his eyes cut out or something?
I think you're right.
That's what I was thinking. I'm like, oh, okay. So they gave him superpowers in the movie. He's got bionic eyes. He's Geordi with a bow.
Geordi with a bow.
I would go to see that in a heartbeat.
Star Trek Next Gen when they go in the Robin Hood.
they're trapped on the holodeck.
it's a bow staff. Geordi's sad. And everyone says to him, dude, you're blind. We're not going to give you anything sharp.
There goes our blind audience.
I love that show.
Next Gen shirt.
One of my favorite bits is when Riker walks in. I'm sorry, Justin. We'll wrap it up here soon. One of my favorite bits of the show, Riker walks in, and Geordi's teaching Data how to paint, and Riker just kind of giggles a little. And they never explain it, and I'm like, well, that makes totally... It's a blind guy teaching a robot how to paint. It's funny. It's observational humor.
Yeah.
Riker was the George Carlin of his generation.
I like Riker. My beard is
one of the reasons I have a beard. That's a lie. I'm just
Ripper has it. The reason you have a beard is because you have a weak chin.
I have a very weak chin.
We need to let that out.
Thanks.
Yeah. That's what you told me.
That was for private.
I'm pretty sure you said that on a podcast.
No, I didn't. I said it upstairs when you were touching my face.
Sweet.
Okay. This was a pleasant conversation about the Avengers movie.
Yeah, we all enjoyed it. I mean, none of us are bitching.
The only one complaining was our guest.
Yeah.
Sir Eric Bannister, the wonderful man behind Derby City Comic Con.
Gotta have one.
June 30th.
June 30th. $10.
10 to 5.
What?
Mike Norton will be there.
Mike Norton. And kids 12 and under are free.
Yeah.
At the Kentucky International Convention Center.
Mm-hmm.
Bang. That's some love to you, Eric.
Thank you.
We memorized your data, and we're reading it.
And we're reading? I'm not. I have to pee.
So,
that's it. Any final thoughts there, Mr. Bannister?
I don't think so. I'm glad that my press agent pressed until I got on.
it was the free swag we got. That pushed us over the level. We're like, hey, you know, I can't return this recliner. It's just too nice. Sure, it's made of horse.
I have an ottoman.
ottoman? Dick Van Dyke style?
Yeah. I trip over it every time. Maybe a sidestep it occasionally.
I know all the theme songs. Except for Avengers.
Do they have a theme song? I guess it had that Soundgarden song. That's Hawaii 5-0.
Still?
Again.
Okay. You'll be Avengers one of these days.
Hey, what? Now, the cartoon Avengers has a song, right?
The world's about to break. It's like a rock song.
It's the dude from Sum 41.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah. Do you not recognize the voice?
No. Would have never guessed that.
My brain's different. I'm sorry. I know stupid stuff.
Who did the Hawaii Five-O music?
I don't know.
Somebody from Hawaii.
If it was 20 years later, I would have said Alan Thicke, because he did all music for all sitcoms in the 70s and 80s. Okay, we have to go. Justin's falling asleep. It has been a pleasure, Eric.
Thank you, Aaron, sir. It was wonderful talking to you. And
hopefully see you here soon, Eric.
Yeah.
Our quick generic recap. JustinWasson.com. Justin Wasson on Facebook. Justin Wasson on MySpace. Do you still do that?
Justin Wasson on Twitter.
Are you on Twitter?
I'm on everywhere.
Wow. Mike?
Bruce? The Break-Ins at Facebook.
Oh, do we have a Twitter for The Break-Ins?
We can work on that.
We'll put Mike in charge of it.
I can leave. I'd probably be able to update that more than anything. Just quick nuts. Break-Ins!
What's that? BruceOHughes.com, probably where you listen to this. I'm on Facebook as well. And
DerbyCityComicCon.com.
Yeah, I was going to get there. I wasn't good with me. But Justin's making weird hand gestures.
I can't talk about it. I'm fine.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay. And obviously, if you want to know anything more.
JesusChrist.com.
JesusChrist.com.
Or there's also his car business. It's Jesus Chrysler Dodge and Jeep. So. I've had this joke for years, by the way.
You screwed it up. You said Jeep.
Jesus Chrysler Dodge and Jeep.
That's like the religious Weezer cover band. Jesus. Buddy Holy. That's the name. Justin doesn't know anything about.
I know.
Pop culture music.
It's like Buddy Holly. No.
So instead of the sweater song, is it like the Shroud of Turin song?
Is it Suzanne?
Yeah, from
Mallrats.
Yeah.
Anyways,
I had a question when we're off the air, Eric. Honestly, before we get
started. Okay, but we're done recording. It's been a pleasure, everyone. If you're looking for trouble, you can find me on the internet.
See ya.
Hey now, man, over 3,000 people came to the Derby City Comic Con last year, so they're doing it again. Head on down to Louisville, Kentucky, Saturday, June 30th, and get y'all a ticket to see ya. Sean Dove, Tony Moore, Mike Norton, Eric Adams, Sean Forney, Bruce O'Hughes, Nate Lovett, Scott D.M. Simmons, Justin Wasson, and a whole heck of a lot more. All that comic-y goodness in a buffet-style KFC just two exits away. Find out more at DerbyCityComicCon.com. Damn!